Jeremiah chapter 20. Now Pashur the son of Amur the priest, who was also chief governor in the house temple of the Lord Jehovah, heard that Jeremiah prophesied these things. Then Pashur struck Jeremiah the prophet, and put him in the stocks that were in the high gate of Benjamin, which was by the house temple of the Lord Jehovah. And it came to pass in the morning, that Pashur brought Jeremiah forth out of the stocks. Then Jeremiah said to him, "The Lord Jehovah has not called your name Pashur, liberation, but Megormasabib, terror all around. Because this is what the Lord Jehovah says. Indeed, I will make you a terror to yourself, and to all your friends, and they will fall by the sword of their enemies, and your eyes will see it, and I will give all Judah into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he will carry them captive into Babylon, and will kill them with the sword. Furthermore, I will deliver all the strength of this city, and all its labors, and all its precious things, and all the treasures of the kings of Judah I will give into the hand of their enemies, who will spoil them, and take them, and carry them to Babylon. And you, Pashur, and all who live in your house will go into captivity, and you will come to Babylon, and there you will die, and will be buried there, you, and all your friends, to whom you have prophesied lies. O Lord Jehovah, you have deceived me, and I was deceived. You are stronger than I, and have prevailed. I am in derision daily, everyone mocks me. Because since I spoke, I cried out, I cried violence and spoil. Because the word of the Lord Jehovah was made a reproach to me, and a derision, daily. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with resisting, and I could not stay. Because I heard the slander of many, fear on every side. Report, they say, and we will report it. All my friends watched for my fall, saying, perhaps he will be enticed, and we will prevail against him, and we will take our revenge on him. But the Lord Jehovah is with me as a mighty terrible one, therefore my persecutors will stumble, and they will not prevail, they will be greatly ashamed. Because they will not prosper. Their everlasting confusion will never be forgotten. But, O Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, who tries the righteous, and sees the thoughts and the heart, let me see your vengeance on them. Because to you I have opened my cause. Sing to the Lord Jehovah, praise the Lord Jehovah, because he has delivered the soul of the poor from the hand of evildoers. Cursed is the day in which I was born. Do not let the day in which my mother bore me be blessed. Cursed is the man who brought news to my father, saying, a boy is born to you, making him very glad. And let that man be as the cities which the Lord Jehovah overthrew, and did not repent. And let him hear the cry in the morning, and the shouting at noontide. Because he did not kill me from the womb. Or that my mother might have been my grave, and her womb to be always great with me. Why did I come forth out of the womb to see labor and sorrow, that my days should be consumed with shame?